So when Sri Krishna is entering Vrindavan, there are flowers everywhere. It's a mine of flowers. Surrounded by sakhas, he's entering. Sri Krishna is always blowing on his flute, and Lord Balaram is always carrying a plow. It is said that in Braj, Sri Krishna was in charge of herding the cows, protector of the cows, and Lord Balaram was in charge of farming. He's always carrying a plow. He's called Haladhar. So twice it is said that Lord Krishna, he is entering the forest to enjoy, to play. Then again, Sukadeva Goswami is describing the beauty of Vrindavan.
Mahan manah prakhyapaya saraswata tan manju ghosal mrigadvija kulam. Vah Vrindavan,
that Vrindavan,
manju ghosvale, bahut sundar kanthvale, bhamre, mriga aur pakshiyon se pyaapt tha.
Vrindavan is full of those beautifully singing bumblebees, deers and cuckoo birds, etc.
Vrindavan mein sab jagah bhaunre
the. Vrindavan, everywhere were bumblebees. They were sitting on the flowers and they were singing, making a humming sound. The Lord has given this special gift to the bumblebees that their wings, they sound like harmonium keys. Each bumblebee. And along with that they sing.
Brahman,
they are such living entities that Lord has given them a beautiful singing voice and rag. They sing very nicely. And mrigas. Mrigas means these animals, and especially deers. They also speak very sweetly. In Vrindavan, all the animals, they speak very sweetly. And dvija. Dvija also means birds. Many kinds of cuckoo, birds, swans, they sing very nicely in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, in India is spring season, Vaishak Purnima, and everywhere we hear cuckoo birds, kuhu kuhu, they are singing. We have cuckoos here. We don't have cuckoos here. In Bombay. But in Vrindavan, we always have cuckoo singing. And peacocks. We don't see peacocks here. But in Vrindavan, peacocks, cuckoos, papihas, they all sing together very beautifully. So the birds are called dvijas. Dvijas means those who are born twice. First they are born in egg, and then they break through egg and they come out, so they are born twice. Among humans, those who have taken Brahman initiation, they are called dvijas. And the birds without their initiation, second initiation, they're called dvijas. There's one very nice thing about birds. There's one very nice thing about birds. It is said in the scriptures that there is very nice relationship between husband and wife. In the world of the birds, there is no illicit sex. One male bird is satisfied with another, with one female bird. They are not going here and there to other birds. This is in the Shastra. In Vrindavan, the birds, Lord Shri Krishna has very nice relationship with these birds. These birds, wherever they go, they sing along with the cuckoo birds in a very nice tune. And Lord, of course, he wears peacock feather and he likes to dance like a peacock. And these birds and deers and these cuckoo birds, they're everywhere in Vrindavan. And what kind of breeze is there in Vrindavan? What kind of atmosphere?
Sheetal or Sugandh Hava.
Mand, Sheetal and fragrant. Sheetal means cool, not hot, not cold.
Or na.
The breeze is like that in Vrindavan. This is describing the Kartik month of Kartik. The water from the Vrindavan ponds are very, very clean and pure. How clean and pure?
Jaise mahatmaon ka man.
Just like the hearts of pure devotees, Mahatma's pure heart.
जैसे भगवान श्री कृष्ण के भक्तों के मन में कोई मल नहीं होता है.
Just like there is no dirt in the pure devotees, hearts of the pure devotees of Lord Krishna.
जितना महात्माओं का मन शुद्ध होता है उतना ही वृंदावन के सरोवरों का जल शुद्ध है.
It is said that the waters of the Vrindavan ponds are as clean and pure as the hearts of the pure devotees of the Lord.
Vrindavan ka jo sarovar hai, unka jo jal hai, bilkul nirmal hai. Kaisa? Jaise kisi sant ka.
The water is so pure, just like the saintly devotee's heart. Sukadev Goswami is giving this comparison.
Jinke hriday mein keval Krishna ka prem hai, sneha hai.
In whose heart there is only love for and affection for Krishna, and there is no material desires of this world. Their hearts are considered very pure. Their hearts are full of Krishna's nectar. Vrindavan's waters are compared to the hearts of pure devotees.
Itne shuddh jal hai aur shuddh jal mein sundar sundar kamal khile hue.
Waters are so pure, and in that pure water are beautiful lotuses, and it's the month of Kartik.
Vatavaran aisa hai, itna sundar jal khile.
Atmosphere is like this.
Aur kamal ke
puspon ke such clear water, and there is a beautiful lotuses, and from the lotus there is the pollen of the lotus which is mixed in the breeze, and the breeze is flowing. The breeze, it hits the waters of Jamuna and then carries the pollen of the lotus flowers, and the whole atmosphere in whole of Braj is filled of this beautiful fragrance of the pollen of the lotuses. And the breeze is flowing very softly. When the breeze flows very hard and strong, it's not very pleasant. Mand Samir is considered good. In this way the Lord is entering Vrindavan. The air, the breeze is called Satpatra Gandhina. The lotuses are such that they are called Satpatra, means they have 100 petals.
जिसकी पंखुड़ियों में 100 पत्ते हों, इधर हम लोग जो कमल देखते हैं उसमें 100 नहीं होते।
Here when we find, we see lotuses, they're not 100 petals, they're more like 8 petals.
जैसे हम लोग कमल बनाए हैं ये प्रभुपाद सेंटेनियल में तो।
Just like we have made lotus for Prabhupada's centennial. How many petals are there? I think 10 or 12 petals. But in Vrindavan, the lotuses have 100 petals. They're called Satpatra lotuses.
100 petals.
Such lotuses are there in the waters of Vrindavan,
and
such lotuses are giving nice fragrant breezes in Vrindavan. Lord is enjoying this breeze and is roaming around.
Bhagavan cha aisarjon se paripurn Bhagavan Sri Krishna Vrindavan mein raman karne ki ichcha se ghum rahe.
The Lord who is complete in six opulences is desiring to roam around in this fragrant, lovely atmosphere of Vrindavan.
So ab Vrindavan vasiyon ka varnan kar rahe hain, Vrindavan bihari ka varnan kar liya.
So now Sukadev Goswami is going to describe Vrindavan vasis. Up till now he has been describing Vrindavan bihari.
उसे श्री कृष्ण के अंगों का वर्णन उन्होंने नहीं किया।
He has not described Lord Krishna's limbs yet. He will do that later.
बाद में आएगा।
And it and also already it, he has described. He has just described the Lord Krishna playing his flute, etc. But he has not described the beauty of his limbs because he has already done that previously. And again he will do it after some time.
बहुत स्पेशल श्रृंगार है आज के दिन और आज श्री कृष्ण को माना जा रहा है कि अब कुछ बड़ा हो गया है.
From today it's considered that Lord Krishna has grown up a little bit. He has fresh beautiful clothes and he has special garlands and special jewelry, decorations.
श्रृंगार है, स्पेशल वस्त्र है,
स्पेशल श्रृंगार एंड ड्रेस.
घूम रहे हैं
एंड ही इज roaming.
Tatrarun pallava shriya prasphala prasuna rubhareena padayah sprisan chikhan viksha vanaspati mudan smayan nivaha grajamadi purusha. Adi purusha Sri Krishna tatra tatra sthane sthane sarvatra. आदिपुरुष भगवान श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी के साथ सखाओं के साथ चल रहे हैं.
The आदिपुरुष श्री कृष्ण विद बलराम एंड द सखास, ही इज वॉकिंग हियर एंड देयर इन वृंदावन.
जहाँ वे जा रहे हैं वहाँ पर वृक्ष की शाखाएं झुकझुक कर कृष्ण को प्रणाम कर रहे हैं.
एंड वेयर एवर ही गोज द ट्रीज दे द ब्रांचेस ऑफ द ट्रीज आर बाउइंग डाउन टू ऑफर ऑबेसेंसेस टू कृष्ण एंड बलराम.
वृक्ष झुक जाते थे.
The trees, they were high tree, big trees which were covered with fruits and flowers and they would actually bow down. As soon as Krishna will come near them, their branches will touch, come all the way to the ground. Hoping that Krishna will take his flowers and fruits and he would decorate himself with their flowers and they will Krishna will taste his fruits, their fruits.
Sri Krishna ko hum pranam karenge
and we'll offer offering obeisances to Krishna. In this way they were bowing all the way down to the ground.
Phala prasuna rup bharena padayo sprisat. ऐसे वृक्षों में जब फल लगता है या फूल लगते हैं तो वृक्ष झुक जाते हैं.
एज इट इज
वृक्ष तो झुके हुए हैं.
एज इट इज व्हेन there's lots of fruits and flowers on the trees, the branches, they bow down. And in Vrindavan, the trees, as it is, the branches are bowing down. They're bent. And as soon as Krishna and Balaram come towards them, they bow down all the way, especially they bow down all the way to the ground. Because Vrindavan trees are spiritual, transcendental. They are eternal associates of Krishna. So Krishna, wherever he goes, these trees, they want to give Krishna Balaram their fruits and flowers, because if they are not very low, Krishna and Balaram would not be able to reach and pick flowers and fruits. So they bow down their branches all the way to the ground. In this way Krishna gets fruits in Vrindavan. Actually this great relationship between bhakti, devotion to Krishna and the trees. In Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking for patram pushpam phalam toyam.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam.
To offer to me.
In
that, except for water, the other three things are coming from trees.
Patram, pushpam, phalam.
These come from trees. Here also you see, these flowers have come from trees. No person can make this from his body. Sometimes we see these plastic flowers, but there is no fragrance in it. And that is not their own doing. They have taken the ingredients from the Lord and they have turned it into flowers. They cannot produce it from their body. They cannot bring the plastic from their body. It doesn't matter how big the scientist he may be. Even if they want to make a plastic flower, they have to take the ingredients from outside. This is amazing, amazing creation of the Lord. There are so many kinds of flowers He has made, and each one is different. Different colors. One variety of flower plant may have different color flowers. One flower from the same ground has so many colors. The fruits have different tastes. All is coming from the earth. So I was saying the Lord's, there is so much connection between the trees and the and bhakti for Krishna and also behavior. Behavior of the devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, tarorapi sahishnuna. We should become more tolerant than a tree.
तृण भी एक वृक्ष का ही अंग है, घास उससे ज्यादा नम्र होना चाहिए.
You should be more humble than a blade of grass.
वैष्णवता सिखाने के लिए तो उनको वृक्षों से सीखना पड़ता है.
When the Lord comes to this world, He has to give lessons from the trees only.
देखो वृक्ष जैसा बनो.
Become like trees, more tolerant, more humble than a grass. The Lord has never said. He never said become like humans. Remain like tolerant than a tree, like a tree, and do bhajan. He never said become like this king or become like this minister and do bhakti. No. Be tolerant like a tree. Lord's Leela is very much related to trees and animals and birds.
तो जहाँ जहाँ जाते हैं तो सबसे पहला सौभाग्य वृक्षों को दे रहे हैं.
Wherever he is going, the first of all he is making the trees most fortunate. The trees bow down. Everywhere there are trees and they bow down. How they are bowing down?
अरुण पल्लव स्त्रियाँ, उनकी बड़ी सुंदर शोभा है, बड़े सुंदर है.
They are very beautiful. They have this brand new tender leaves which are reddish. So they are making the trees very beautiful.
फल और प्रसून, फल फ्रूट्स और प्रसून मतलब फ्लावर्स.
And they are covered with fruits and flowers.
फूल से भरे हुए, इतना भार है, वो झुकते हैं.
They are covered with fruits, flowers and the tender new red leaves that all the branches are bowing down.
भारत का संस्कृत में अर्थ होता है उपहार, उपहार देते हैं.
As if they are offering.
फल और पुष्प का भार लिया, उपहार लिया.
As if taking the weight of fruits and flowers on their head, they're bowing down and offering to the lotus feet of the Lord.
उते कहाँ पादयो, श्री कृष्ण के जुगल चरण में झुक रहे हैं. पादयो स्पृशत.
They're bowing at his two lotus feet and they're trying to touch his feet.
जिनकी शिखाएं, जिनका ऊपरी भाग श्री कृष्ण के चरण को स्पर्श कर रहा है, आप ये समझ सकते हैं कि कितना अधिक वृक्षों को झुकना पड़ता होगा.
यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ मच दोज ट्रीज द ब्रांचेज ऑफ द ट्रीज मस्ट हैव टू बेंड ऑल द वे डाउन टू द ग्राउंड. एंड देर एंजॉइंग इट.
तत्काल झुक जाते हैं.
As soon as Krishna approaches a tree, immediately the big branches, they bow down all the way to the ground. And sometimes from both sides, the trees are bowing down, so there is not much room for Krishna to move ahead. He's not able to keep walking. They were bowing down because some fruits and flowers they were offering themselves, and some fruits and flowers they wanted that Shri Krishna would touch them with their hands.
Kamal ka sparsh lene ke liye pushp nikat aate the. Vriksha to sachetan hai, spiritual hai.
To get the touch of the lotus hands of the Lord, they were bowing down. They are conscious living beings.
Pick up करते थे और कहते थे श्री बलराम जी कितना सुंदर वृक्ष.
So Krishna used to pick up some flowers and with his own hands and show it to Lord Balram and say,
कितना सुंदर पुष्प है इस गंध को.
Look, such beautiful flowers. Smell. And he used to put near the nose of Lord Balram. And sometimes he would let the sakhas smell, and then he will tell some of the sakhas. Pick some of these flowers. They're so nice. They're good for making garlands.
कोई ऐसा वृक्ष नहीं था जिसके पुष्प को भगवान ने स्वीकार न किया.
There was not one single tree of whose flowers the Lord did not accept.
क्योंकि सबके हृदय की बात जानते.
Because he knows the heart of all living entities.
चयन कर रहे.
So he is accepting the flowers of Vrindavan trees.
श्री कृष्ण को फल है, दुकान से भोग लगाने की आवश्यकता नहीं पड़ती है ब्रज में.
In Braj, they did not have to purchase fruits to offer to Krishna.
अब तो इधर फल मिलते हैं, कच्चे तोड़ लिए जाते हैं.
These days we get fruits here that they pick them raw and then they somehow they make them ripe and sell them.
So कोई स्वाद नहीं.
There is no taste.
Direct
in Vrindavan, the Lord accepts fruits from the and flowers from the tree, and he would speak in this way to Lord Balram, and then to welcome Shri Krishna, animals are coming towards them. Especially the deers.
अरण आ रहे थे, वृक्ष आ रहे थे, भौरे गा रहे थे, पक्षी गा रहे थे.
Trees were coming.
कृष्ण चल रहे थे.
Wherever Krishna would walk, the deers, the trees, the birds, and the bumblebees, they would all be around them. All the birds would come flying and start to either fly along with them or on top of the sakhas or sit on top of a tree so they could see the Lord. And the deer would walk along. And the bumblebees will also fly along. So seeing all this, the Lord Krishna would now describe his feelings to Lord Balaram.
कोई हमारे हमसे प्रेम कर रहा है तो मेरा मनोभाव क्या है वो भी जानना चाहता होगा कि वृक्षों की सेवा को भगवान स्वीकार कर रहे हैं या नहीं कर रहे हैं या हरिण के विषय में क्या उक्ति है भावरे के विषय में मयूर के
If somebody is offering their love to Krishna, they also want to hear the trees, the deers, the bumblebees and the birds, they also want to hear what Krishna thinks of them, how he feels of them offering their love fruits and flowers etc. to him. They want to hear how Krishna feels about that. So in this way Krishna is telling Balaram.
मतलब चर और अचर सबके प्रेम भाव को अनुमोदित करता सबका अभिनंदन
So here Krishna is glorifying the feelings of all the moving and non-moving living entities of Braj to his brother Balaram.
कर रहे हैं ये भगवान की विशेषता है
This is the beauty of the Lord another beauty of the Lord Here in four shlokas the Lord is talking to Lord Balaram about these living entities of Braj.
Shri Bhagavan Vach. Aho yami deva varamarchamararchitam padam bhujante sumanah phalarhanam namam tu padaya sikhabhiratmana tamo pahatyai tarujan jatkritam Shri Krishna ke charanon mein vriksh phal phul arpit kar rahe hain इसको श्री बलराम जी के लिए कह करके अभिनंदन करते हैं भगवान के
ऑल द ट्रीज एंड एनिमल्स एंड बर्ड्स आर ऑफरिंग टू कृष्णा'स लोटस फीट एंड कृष्णा इज ऑफरिंग देम टू लॉर्ड बलराम
कहते हैं हे देव वर हे समस्त देवताओं के पूज्य
ही इज कॉलिंग हिम देव वर हे Devavara means one who is worshipped by all the demigods.
आप देखिए,
you see,
ये वृक्ष आपके पादांबुज में फल और पुष्प अर्पित कर रहे हैं.
He's saying to Balaram, just see how these trees are bowing down to offer their fruits and flowers to you.
क्या कहते हैं? कर तो रहे हैं कृष्ण को.
Actually, they're offering to Krishna.
यह प्रेम की रीति है
बट दिस इज द वे ऑफ लव
रूप गोस्वामी जी ने कहा है
रूप गोस्वामी पाद से
गति प्रेम स्वभाव कुटिला भवे प्रेम की जो गति है प्रेम की चाल जो होती है वो सांप की चाल के समान टेढ़ी होती है
द वे ऑफ लव इज वाइंडिंग लाइक द मूवमेंट ऑफ अ स्नेक
सांप चलता है तो सीधा नहीं चलता है
When the snake moves, it does not walk, it does not move, does not walk straight. It's
आप लोगों ने देखा
है
सांप ऐसे टेढ़ा चलता है सीधा नहीं चलता है तो प्रेम की गति टेढ़ी होती है
So the love is like that.
नहीं कह रहे
हैं कृष्ण इज नॉट saying
मुझको फल और पुष्प दे रहे हैं
that look thou these trees are giving me fruits and flowers he's not saying like that He's saying to Balaram. He's showing the trees and flowers etc. to Balaram and saying, "Oh my dear one who is worshipped by all the demigods, just see
how
these trees are offering you fruits and flowers."
Indirectly, Bhagwan is अपना प्रेम भाव व्यक्त कर रहे हैं.
Indirectly, the Lord is showing his feelings of love for these trees. And flowers, etc., to Lord to them.
अंतांग कि तुम मुझे अर्पण कर रहे हो, मैं तुम्हारे इस प्रेम भाव का आभारी.
In other words, he is telling the trees, you're offering me these your fruits and flowers, and I am very grateful to you.
वृक्षों के प्रति भगवान अभिनंदन कर रहे हैं.
He is glorifying the trees.
यही है पद्धति.
This is the way.
इसमें देखते हैं यदि कोई व्यक्ति किसी व्यक्ति से पूछा जाए, मान लीजिए उसके पास उसका पुत्र है.
This is the way to show love. We see in India.
पूछा जाए ये किसका पुत्र है, तो आदमी है कहता आपका पुत्र है.
If somebody is there with his young son, if somebody asks, whose son is he? And then they say, oh, this is your son. As if like saying, oh, it's my son, but he's yours, in your service.
यही उत्तर दिया
गया. This is the way of showing love.
आपकी कार है.
This is your car, Maharaj. This is your house.
करने की विधि है.
This is the way of.
इस तरह से नहीं कहते, सब मेरा है.
This is the way of showing respect. Not that you say, this house is mine, Maharaj, this car is mine. You say, this is yours, this house, this child, this car is yours.
इस तरह से कहने की पद्धति नहीं.
This is not the way of a proper way of speaking.
ये कहीं बात के लिए आपका है नहीं कहा जा सकता.
There's only one thing for which you cannot say it is yours.
सबको कह देंगे कि आपका है, आपका. अपनी पत्नी को नहीं कहेंगे.
One time somebody says, Maharaj, you can say everything to somebody, this is yours, except for your wife you cannot say.
और सब आपका है.
Except for my wife, everything is yours.
ये व्यवहार में इस तरह का वर्णन किया. भगवान श्री कृष्ण वृक्षों के प्रेम भाव का अभिनंदन कर रहे हैं श्री बलराम जी के लिए कह करके.
He's saying to Shri Balram, showing his love for the trees, etc.
हे देवताओं से विपुल, आपके जो चरण कमल हैं.
ओ माय डियर वर्शिपेबल फॉर ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स, योर लोटस फीट.
उनकी आराधना ब्रह्मा जी करते हैं, अमर दौराजेंद्र करते हैं.
योर लोटस फीट हु आर वर्शिप बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड इंद्रा.
शिव जी करते हैं.
लॉर्ड शिवा.
चरण कमल की पूजा, मतलब मेरे चरण कमल की पूजा, ये भाव समझना चाहिए.
इन अदर वर्ड्स ही इज सेइंग, my lotus feet are worshipped by Indra, Chandra, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma.
लेकिन भगवान ये कैसे कहे कि हमारे चरण कमल की पूजा ब्रह्मा आदि देवता करते हैं?
But how can he say to his older brother Balram that my lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma, Shiva, Indra, etc.?
भगवान श्री कृष्ण बहुत सुशील व्यक्ति.
Lord Shri Krishna is a very cultured person. He is with great qualities. He never says that I am worshipable. I am worshipable by in all these great personalities. He never says.
बड़ा भाई तो पूज्य है ही.
And his older brother, of course, he is worshipable.
पूजा को, भावना को बलराम जी के लिए कह करके व्यक्त करेंगे. देखिए ये वृक्ष आपको फल और पुष्प अर्पित कर.
So his own feelings for the trees and. He's offering to Lord Balram, see, these trees are giving you fruits, flowers.
जो चरण ब्रह्मा शिव आदि के पूज्य.
At your lotus feet, those lotus feet who are worshipped by the great personalities. Just see.
अपनी शिखाओं से, अपनी शाखाओं से आपके चरणांबुज में नमन्ति.
Just see how he is bowing down his big branches. Down to your lotus feet.
नमन कर रहे हैं, प्रणाम कर रहे हैं.
They're offering pranams.
प्रणाम ही नहीं कर रहे हैं. देखिए आपको सुमना फलार्हणम.
Just see, they're not just offering pranams to your lotus feet. Just see how they're offering their fruits and flowers down to your lotus feet.
कर रहे हैं.
They're offering.
जो कुछ भी धन है, सारा धन आपको अर्पित.
Whatever all the wealth that these trees have, they're offering you all their wealth.
वास्तव में वृक्ष के पास
Actually, what does the tree have to offer? What wealth does the tree have? Fruits and flowers. They're offering their wealth to you. All glories to these trees.
लेकिन भगवान श्री कृष्ण एक बात कर रहे हैं कि इन वृक्षों के हृदय में एक बात का दुख है.
He's saying.
इनको वृक्ष का शरीर क्यों दिया गया?
He's saying to Lord Balram, but there is some feeling of sorrow in the hearts of these trees. That why are they given that body of trees?
वास्तविक बात तो ये है कि वे नित्य मुक्त जीव हैं,
Actually, the real thing is that all these trees are eternally liberated souls, and only for the service of the Lord they have become trees. In the spiritual world, the speciality is that any living entity, any liberated living entity, whenever he wants, he can get the body of a moving or non-moving being. If a devotee in the spiritual world wants to become a tree for the service of the Lord, he can immediately become a tree. Because it's a spiritual body. It's ichchamaya, according to desire. And they want to become tree, so Krishna can swing on the branches of the tree. Or someone, a devotee might think that I should become a grass, so Krishna can sit on me. So he becomes blades of grass. In the material world, if somebody wants to become tree, instantly, they cannot be change their form at will. If a tree wants that I should become a human being and walk around at will, he cannot do. In this material world, we're conditioned, we're bound. But in the spiritual world, the bird can become a human form, a human can become a bird form. They can take a tree form and serve Krishna. In Vrindavan, all these trees are eternal associates of the Lord, and on their own, by their own will, they have become trees to serve the Lord, offer their fruits and flowers. But after being the tree, now they have a feeling of sorrow. Oh, why I should have been one of Krishna's boyfriends, or I could have been a bird and fly along with Krishna like this. Like animals, they're moving around. I am not able to move now. And so Krishna does his leela, and they walk around. But the trees are not able to move and keep up with Krishna anymore, so they're feeling sorry. So Krishna says to Balram, these trees, for whatever offense they have become trees, so to become free from that offense, They are hoping to become free from the offense by offering obeisances at your lotus feet. Please be kind to them. Please give them a chance that they can take part in your other leelas also. So in this way, Krishna is telling, speaking loudly to Balram. In this way, he is telling the trees, my dear trees, don't worry, you are very dear to me. I understand your service. I will give you a chance later on. You will get the moving form and you can take part in my leela. This is what he is trying to say. In this way, he is glorifying the trees. And then he is glorifying the bumblebees. Wherever Krishna goes, bumblebees are walking, they're flying around and humming and singing.
So Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Balaram se kehte hain,
so Lord Krishna says to Lord Balaram,
gayam tayadi purusham padam bhajante. Prayo ami muni gana bhavati yamukhya gudham bane pinajaha tanaghatma daivam. Hey Dev, ye bhaure jante hai kaun hai?
Oh Lord, do you know who are these bumblebees?
Muni hai.
These are munis.
Ye sab muni gana hai.
These are all munis.
Ye muni hai, आपके भक्त हैं और आपका साथ करने के लिए आपके साथ रहने के लिए भौरा बने हुए
दिस मुनीस
मुनि के रूप में तो मुनि लोग कृष्ण चल नहीं सकते थे
एंड द मुनीस दे कुड नॉट बी वॉकिंग अलोंग विद कृष्ण एंड बलराम So Krishna is telling Balram, these are munis, and they want to have your association, and they want to always be with you.
एक ग्रुप के साथ कैसे मुनि लोग घूम सकते हैं?
How munis can walk along with cowherd boys and Krishna performing his pastimes with children? How can a muni walk along with them? So they become bumblebees.
भावरे के रूप में बन करके श्री कृष्ण के वनमाला पर
जस्ट लाइक नारद मुनि एटसेट्रा दे बिकम दे हैव कम एज बीज सो दे कैन बी नियर योर फॉर्म
घूम रहे तो भगवान श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं मैं पहचान रहा हूँ आप लोग कौन हैं
सो नो इन अदर वर्ड्स श्री कृष्ण बाय टेलिंग बलराम ही इज टेलिंग द बंबलबीज आई एम रिकॉग्नाइजिंग हु यू आर
जिसे कहते हैं कि हे प्रभु अखिल जीवों को तारने वाले आपके जस को गाते हुए ये भौरे आपके साथ चल रहे हैं ये
प्रार्थना कृष्णा इज सेइंग माय डियर बलराम दीज आर मुनीज हु आर ऑलवेज चैंटिंग योर ग्लोरीज विच कैन डिलीवर अ पर्सन
ये मुनिगण ये सब मुनि
दीज आर मुनीज
भवदीय मुखिया आपके सेवकों में मुख्य हैं जितने भी भवदीय हैं भवदीय माने आपके जो जन हैं
भवदीय मीन्स योर जनस
मुख्य भवदीय मुख्य
एंड दीज आर द फॉरमोस्ट ऑफ ऑल द सेजेस
छिप करके गोप वेश में गाय चरा रहे हैं फिर भी आपको ये पहचान लिए हैं कि आप इन
ही इज टेलिंग बलराम दैट ऑल्दो यू हैव टेकन अ फॉर्म ऑफ अ कावर्ड बॉय बट दीज सेजेस आर रिकॉग्नाइजिंग यू एंड दे नो हु यू आर And they want to walk along with you in the form of bumblebees.
के प्रभु हैं इनके स्वामी हैं। भगवान श्री कृष्ण अपने को छिपाए हुए हैं।
The Lord, he's talking like this to Balram, but he's actually talking about himself. He's hiding himself. He's actually talking about himself, but he's saying it to Lord Balram, so the bumblebees etc. can hear.
गोपदेश में, लेकिन ये कहते हैं गुरुम बने आप वन में कभी छिपते हैं यहाँ तक कि एकांत में भी श्री राधा आदि के साथ भी जो आप लीला करते हैं तो ये सब जान जाते हैं और वहां भी पहुंच जाते हैं
एंड इवन द लीलास दैट यू डू इन इन एकांत प्लेस दीज बंबलबीज आर एबल टू नो एंड दे reach there because they have accepted bodies of bumblebees and they can take part in your pastimes.
भावरों की पहुंच सब जगह
The bumblebees can go anywhere.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण गोचारण करते करते कभी अलक्षित रूप से चले जाते हैं वन में कहीं किसी गोपी से भेंट होती है
When Krishna is in the forest grazing, taking the cows and sometimes he escapes and goes to another place to meet the gopis.
भौरे वहाँ भी चले जाते हैं.
So that these bumblebees reach over there also.
दुराव नहीं इसी बात को भगवान कह रहे हैं कि
about this he's talking.
बने अभी जब आप वन में छिप जाते हैं उस समय भी आपके साथ रहते हैं.
He's telling Balram even when you escape to a quiet place and you hide somewhere these bumblebees find you and they go there also.
आपका साथ कभी नहीं छोड़ते हैं।
Never leave you.
गाते रहते हैं क्या?
And they're always singing.
जस
तब the singing, तब यशा गायम।
जस की विशेषता बता रहे हैं।
Your यश ही singing, they're singing.
भगवान की कीर्ति ऐसी है जो समस्त जगत को सभी जीवों को।
What kind of यश? अखिल कीर्ति।
तीर्थ का अर्थ होता है तारने वाला, जो जीव की अविद्या को नष्ट कर दे। और उसको ऊपर उठा दे उसके स्वरूप में कर दे उसको तीर्थ कर
तीर्थ
तो गंगा आदि नदियों में स्नान करने से जीव की शुद्धि होती है इसमें संदेह नहीं है
देयर इज नो डाउट बाय टेकिंग बाथ इन द रिवर गैंजेस एटसेट्रा वन बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड
लेकिन जैसी शुद्धि भगवान का कीर्तन गाने से होती है भागवत सुनने से
बट
भक्तों का
द काइंड ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन दैट वन गेट्स बाय हियरिंग भागवत and performing kirtan, associating with devotees, taking shelter of pure devotees, that kind of shelter one does not get from taking bath in the holy rivers. Just like there is a very good example about Srila Prabhupada. The way that Srila Prabhupada has purified the whole world, Ganga Devi is not, she does not have power to purify everyone around the world like this.
और जो साधु होते हैं जंगम तीर्थ होते हैं चलता फिरता तीर्थ गंगा जी साधुस एक लकीर में बहती है वहां से
साधुस देयर आर मूविंग तीर्थस एंड द जमुना एंड द गंगा रिवर दे फ्लो इन अ सर्टेन कोर्स एंड शी कैन नॉट गो हियर एंड देयर बट द साधुस कैन ट्रैवल एवरीवेयर
चलता फिरता तीर्थ होते हैं.
The Shastras describe that the sadhus, the pure devotees, are moving places of pilgrimages. They are the places of pilgrimages that can actually move around. And they deliver everyone. And how do they deliver? By Krishna Katha. Actually, the deliverer of the living entity is Krishna Katha. And his glories.
इसलिए भगवान का यश हमेशा गाना चाहिए.
Therefore, one should always glorify Krishna.
विशेष करके इस युग में.
And especially in this yuga.
भगवान के नाम के अतिरिक्त और कोई रास्ता नहीं.
There is no way other than the Lord's name. In this age, there cannot be.
समय नहीं है. कई प्रकार से. तो पहले से ही जस की बहुत महिमा है और आज के युग में तो कोई उपाय नहीं.
In this age there is no other way and people don't have time for anything else. Everything is more difficult.
हमें भावरा बनना है. कृष्ण तो बनना नहीं है कि नहीं.
From this katha we can understand that we can become a bumblebee.
कि हमारा जस कोई गावे.
We cannot become Krishna that somebody should sing my glories.
एक जगह मैं गया था बसंत पंचमी के दिन एक
one time
मठ में चला गया.
I went somewhere on Basant Panchami day in one mat.
Non Vaishnav.
It was a non Vaishnav mat.
उसमें मैं देखा गुरु जी झूला पे बैठे थे.
And I saw the
guru. आ रहे थे.
He was sitting on a swing.
And
whoever was coming in that temple, they were singing the Guruji, and they were singing in their village language some beautiful songs.
Sat Gurudev ke jhulela palana, hamare Sat Gurudev ka palana jhul raha hai.
And they were singing that
Gurudev's
swing. We are singing Gurudev's swing, just like we sing for Radha Krishna.
So, hai ki nahi is mandir mein? भगवान श्री कृष्ण का फोटो था एक जगह.
सो आई वॉक्ड अराउंड टू सी इफ देयर इज एनी डीटीज ऑफ कृष्णा इन दिस टेंपल बट देयर वाजंट. देयर वाज अ फोटो ऑफ कृष्णा समवेयर.
मेन जगह पर नहीं.
नॉट इन अ मेन प्लेस.
कहीं लगाया गया था दीवार.
समवेयर ऑन द वॉल इट वाज स्टिकिंग. अ पिक्चर ऑफ कृष्णा. देयर वाज नो साइन ऑफ एनी ऑल्टर ऑफ एनी डीटी.
गुरु को पूछ रहे
थे. They were worshipping their guru.
तो हमने एक व्यक्ति से पूछा कि ये बसंत पंचमी के दिन आप गुरु को झूला झूला रहे हो भगवान.
So I asked one person there on this Basant Panchami day we swing the deity of Krishna and you're swinging your guru.
कृष्ण को क्यों नहीं झुलाते.
Why don't you swing Krishna?
तो बेचारा इनोसेंट तथा वो कहा कि हम तो नहीं जानते सब लोग कर रहे हैं इसलिए हम भी कर रहे
हैं. He said he was innocent. He said, "I don't know. I am doing because everyone else is doing." I never even thought about that. Everyone's doing, so I'm doing. Everyone's doing.
वास्तव में जीव के नित्य बंधु सब कुछ कृष्ण.
Actually, a person's eternal friend and everything is Krishna.
और गुरु कृष्ण से मिलाने वाला है.
And the guru is supposed to unite you to Krishna. This is Siddhanta.
So Krishna ka bhakt hai, jo hota hai, uska swabhav hi hota hai ki Krishna ki kirti gaata hai.
And Krishna's devotee, it's his nature that he is glorifying Krishna.
Krishna se jeevon ko jodta hai. Krishna ke
he tries to unite Krishna, living entities, to Krishna. He tries to bring the living entities to Krishna.
Apna prachar nahi kar.
He preaches about Krishna. He never preaches about himself.
Uska prachar apne aap ho hi jata hai.
Although he already becomes on its own, he becomes famous. But he is only preaching about Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he only preached about Krishna. But by preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world knows him. That is automatic. But Prabhupada never ever preached about himself. He brought Krishna, International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Krishna Chetana ke liye, Krishna Bhakti ke liye, unhone International Samaj ki
sthapna ki. To preach Krishna Bhakti, he established this International Society.
Isse unka prachar ho gaya.
Automatically he became famous. But the Krishna, and so it is the nature of Krishna's devotee that he is always glorifying Krishna.
आज के युग में बहुत बड़ा दुर्भाग्य मनुष्यों के सामने आ रहा है.
In this age, there is one very misfortune that's coming in front of the people of this world.
कि परम सत्य को, परम पिता को, भगवान को जनता के सामने नहीं आने दिया जा रहा है.
That they are not allowing the Supreme Lord Krishna to be freely given to the people.
और इसमें सबसे भारी भूमिका कौन लोग निभा रहे हैं? कौन नहीं आने दे रहे हैं?
And who is doing this? Who is not allowing Krishna to be given to the general public? It is the sadhus themselves.
तथा कथित साधु लोग नहीं आने दे रहे. जनता को तो इससे कोई मतलब जनता को कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. अगर
there is no problem with the general public, they're innocent.
Okay, तो जनता खुश है.
If you preach about Krishna consciousness, the local people, the community, they're actually happy.
लेकिन जो अपने को भगवान कह कर प्रचार कर दिए हैं, उनके सामने बहुत भारी दिक्कत आ रही है.
But those who are calling themselves God and they're preaching themselves to be God, there is a big problem with them.
हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन से वो दिक्कत पहुंच गई.
And they are quite troubled with this International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
असली भगवान का पता लग गया.
Because people are knowing who is the real God.
कि मेरे प्रचार से नकली भगवानों को बहुत भारी दिक्कत होगी.
Prabhupada used to say, by my preaching, all these artificial gods will have great problems.
वो नहीं चाहेंगे कि ये स्कैन फैले.
They will not want that this Krishna consciousness should spread.
और उनके पुजारियों को भी दिक्कत होगी. जो
and their pujaris, the pujaris that treat them, that worship them to be God, they are also affected by our preaching.
और सत्य पर रहना ही चाहते हैं.
Because they want to remain on the false, on a deceitfulness.
मुझे असत्य पर ही रहना है. उनको इस हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन से बहुत दुख होगा.
Those who have decided that we want to be on the deceptive side, for them they are too much troubled by this ISKCON.
कितने लोग तो कहते हैं, हम लोग कहते हैं, ये लोग तो केवल कृष्ण को भगवान मानते
हैं. They say to us, a lot of people say, oh, these people, they only believe in Krishna. As if their intelligence is so limited that they cannot accept anybody else as God.
आदमी हम लोग केवल कृष्ण को भगवान मानते हैं.
They only know Krishna.
हम लोग थोड़े मानते हैं, भागवत कह रहा है.
We don't say, भागवतम says, भागवत says, वेदास
समस्त वेदों के द्वारा कृष्ण वेद्य हैं. तो हम लोग
भागवत गीता says from all the Vedas Krishna is to be known. We accept Krishna because of this.
ऐसा नहीं है कि तुम कुछ मांग लो तो वही सत्य हो जाएगा, तुम कुछ मांग लो तो वही सत्य.
It's not that you can just accept whatever you want and that will be right for you and I will just accept what I want and that will be right. No.
सत्य हो जाएगा. सत्य हमारे मानने की अपेक्षा नहीं रखता है.
The truth is not depending on what you and I think.
हमारी मान्यता की अपेक्षा सत्य नहीं रखता है. सत्य सत्य है.
The truth is truth.
जैसे मान लीजिए रात्रि में हम सब लोग विवाद करना चालू करें कि पूर्व दिशा किधर.
Just like at night we all start an argument as to which way is east. All night we argue.
ईस्ट डायरेक्शन किधर.
Which is the east direction?
रात्रि में पता नहीं चल रहा है.
Because there is no light, we cannot tell.
कोई कहीं इधर है, कोई कहीं इधर है.
And some say in this direction, some say in this direction is east, some say in this direction is east.
और पांचवा व्यक्ति आकर के कहे कि थोड़ा थोड़ा सब सच हो.
And the fifth person comes and he says, actually all of you are a little bit right. You're all a little bit right.
Compromise कर लो.
Compromise. You all compromise and everyone is a little bit correct.
Compromise कर लो. निश्चित है कि उनमें से केवल एक ही व्यक्ति सत्य होगा.
You cannot compromise on the truth. It must be that only one person must be correct.
इसका पता कैसे लगेगा कि पूर्व दिशा किधर है?
But how will we know which side is east?
क्या पता लगेगा अंधकार में? क्या पता लगेगा?
What you will know in the darkness?
ये पता लगाने की एक विधि है.
Even in the darkness.
स्वीकार करना. नियम है वो स्वीकार करना.
Even in the darkness, you are able, you can find what is the truth. You have to accept what is the rule.
नियम क्या है?
What is the rule?
नियम यह है कि सूरज जिस दिशा में उगता है उसको पूर्व कहा जाता है.
The rule is that whichever direction the sun comes up in the morning, that is east.
नियम यह है.
This is the rule.
पूर्व में सूरज नहीं उगता है.
श्रीमद् भागवतम इन द फिफ्थ कैंटो इट इज सेड द सन डज नॉट कम अप इन द ईस्ट.
विभज्यन्ते सूर्य के द्वारा दिशाओं का विभाजन होता है.
बिकॉज ऑफ द सन द फोर डायरेक्शंस हैव बीन डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड.
पूर्व दिशा में सूर्य नहीं उगता है.
इट्स नॉट दैट द सन कम्स अप.
समझने की बात है.
दिस इज टू बी अंडरस्टूड.
सूर्य जिधर उगता है उसको पूर्व दिशा कहते हैं.
The direction where sun comes up for that.
जिस जिन लोगों
the direction from where sun comes up that is called east.
वो ये स्टैंडर्ड मालूम रहेगा तो विवाद को क्षण भर में हल कर देंगे. चुपचाप रहो सवेरा.
Those who know this rule, they will in one moment they will clear the argument. They will say, you all be quiet. You will know when in the morning when the sun comes up that direction is east.
तो अपने आप पता लग जाएगा पूर्व किधर.
यू ऑल विल ऑटोमेटिकली नो.
सवेरा होने दो.
जस्ट लेट इट बिकम मॉर्निंग.
जो है वो सूर्य की तरह है वास्तव.
सो दिस शास्त्र इज लाइक सन. श्रीमद् भागवतम इज लाइक द सन. और भगवद गीता इट इज द सन. श्रीमद् भागवतम इज गिवन द एग्जाम्पल.
स्वधाम कृष्ण स्वधाम उपगते धर्म ज्ञानाद भी सह कलौ नष्ट दृशा में सब पुराण आर को अधुनोदित. यह पुराण सूर्य उदित हुआ है.
दिस पुराना सन हैज कम अप.
एक गिलास इधर है, भागवत इधर है.
बिकॉज द सन कम्स अप वी सी एवरीथिंग क्लियरली. द चेयर इज हियर, द ग्लास इज देयर,
डीटी इधर है,
डीटी इज देयर.
सब कुछ देख रहे हैं ना.
एवरीथिंग वी सी.
सूर्य न रहे, कोई प्रकाश न रहे.
बट इफ देयर इज नो सन.
शास्त्र जो है सूर्य की तरह लाइट देता है.
देयर इज नो लाइट, वी कैन नॉट सी. But Shastra is like the sun, like is the light.
इस जगत को बनाने वाले कौन है? उनके साथ हमारा क्या?
Then it shows us the light. Who is the creator of this world? What is our relationship with him?
क्या साथ है? लोक परलोक स्वर्ग नरक.
What is
क्या है?
What is to be?
सारे बातों पर reflection डालो.
What is to be? What we should aim for? What is the hell and heaven? It gives light on all these things.
सब कुछ क्लियर बताता है.
Becomes very clear.
It
the shastras they give us clear knowledge on all these things. This is why the shastra is compared to the sun.
तो जैसे मान लीजिए रात्रि में विवाद हो रहा है.
Suppose at night there is an argument.
रात्रि में विवाद हो रहा है और कोई व्यक्ति यह कह दे.
And a person says.
जिधर सूरज उगता है उसको हम पूर्व दिशा मानते हैं.
And if somebody says, brothers, wherever, whichever direction the sun comes up, I accept that to be east.
तो इस बात को ना जानने वाले कुछ लोग कहें कि ये तो केवल सूरज रटता है.
And a person who does not know this, they may say, oh, this person, he's only talk about the sun.
Surya jidhar ugega, wo usko purb kehta hai.
He just says like that, whichever direction sun comes, that is east. He always talks like that.
Iska jo vichar hai, wo simit vichar hai. Vastav mein.
And they will say, oh, he is so limited in his way of thinking.
Dar vichar hona chahiye. Jo jidhar kehte hai, wahi.
Actually, one should be very open-minded. Whatever one says, whatever, that should be considered right.
Yatamat tatapat.
Yatamat tatapat.
आज के युग में अद्भुत अज्ञान छा गया मनुष्यों को कि इतना नग्न सत्य भी लोग नहीं समझ रहे.
In this age, people have become so ignorant that such clear knowledge they cannot understand.
तो इसी तरह से शास्त्र जब कहता है कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं, कृष्ण भगवान है.
So in this way, the Shastra says, कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं, that Krishna himself is the supreme lord.
कौन है? चाहे केवल यही बात नहीं कि शास्त्र भगवान का वर्णन करता है, हमको छोड़ दिया.
And who are we? And it's not that the scriptures only tells who is the supreme lord and it does not tell who we are.
हमारा वर्णन, हम क्या है? ममैवांसो जीव लोके जीव भूता सनातन.
हमारा our description is also there in Bhagavad Gita.
वर्णन करता है हम क्या है?
What we are.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं मेरा ही अंश.
Lord says they're my ansha. जीव
इस समय है, इस लोक
जीव भूता सनातन.
ब्रह्मभूत नहीं है इस समय, वास्तविक सत्ता है वो ब्रह्मभूत है, लेकिन इस समय वो जीव भूत है.
At this time they're जीव भूता.
वो ममय वंश, मेरा ही अंश.
In this body he is ममय वंश. He is my ansha, my part and parcel.
दुनिया में जितने जीव उनको भगवान कहते हैं मेरे ही अंश है.
All the living entities in the universe that are, the Lord says, they're my anshas, my part and parcel.
हमारा ही अंश भगवान है.
And these people say, my ansha Krishna, he is my part and parcel.
ऐसा नहीं कह सकते हमारा.
You cannot say that. How can our we be God? None of us are God.
जो बेटा है, बेटी है, वो भी हमारे अंश नहीं है.
Even the our son and daughter, he is not our part and parcel.
है कि नहीं? हम मर जाएंगे फिर भी वो जीवित रहेंगे.
We will die and they will still stay alive.
नहीं है.
They are not our part.
लेने से पहले भी थे, भले अदृश्य थे दूसरे शरीर.
And before we were born, they were still there. They may not be visible to us, but they were still, and they were perhaps somewhere else, but they still were.
जीव है. उसके साथ भी हमारा संबंध नहीं है और जो शरीर है उसके साथ भी संबंध नहीं.
We don't have an eternal relationship with jiva and we don't have an eternal relationship with this body.
उनका जो शरीर है वो बहिरंगा प्रकृति का दिया हुआ है, उपादान कारण प्रकृति है. और जो
the bodies that we have is given by external energy.
जिनमें जीव है भगवान श्री कृष्ण का.
And the spark, the part and parcel, the soul is part of God.
चाहे अपरा प्रकृति उनकी या परा प्रकृति, लेकिन जीव का एक जीव के साथ कोई खास संबंध नहीं.
But a living entity has no real relationship with another living entity.
श्री कृष्ण तो सबके लिए घोषित कर रहे हैं सभी मेरे अंश हैं.
And Krishna is declaring that everyone is my part and parcel.
जीव का वर्णन जगत करता है, ये शास्त्र करता है. श्रीमद् भगवद गीता में खास करके पांच विषयों का वर्णन है.
श्रीमद् भगवद गीता फाइव थिंग्स आर डिस्क्राइब्ड.
ईश्वर
जीव, जीवा,
काल प्रकृति,
काल टाइम प्रकृति एंड कर्म.
पांच विषयों का भगवान ने वर्णन किया.
ही हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड दीज फाइव थिंग्स.
तो उसमें जीव भी एक विषय है.
एंड द लिविंग एंटिटी इज वन ऑफ देम.
ऐसी वस्तु है जिसके विषय में बहुत बहुत विवाद है. क्या है, कहां से?
लिविंग एंटिटी इज सच अ थिंग that people argue so much about what it is, where it comes from,
kaise kya karega,
what he'll do,
aur baaton ka to bahut badhiya chalta hai, lekin itna pata chalta hai bhagwan ka bhajan karega to bhagwan ke paas chala jayega, itna clear varnan milta hai.
We get such clear explanation that in living entity does worship Krishna, bhajan for Krishna, he will go to Krishna.
Yes, spashta hai, isme koi sandeh nahi.
This is clear, there is no doubt about this.
Lekin jeev ka varnan hai.
And there is description of jiva.
Tattva bhi apne sat sundar hame.
in his Sat Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has written about the Jiva. Jiva Tattva. He has described very nicely. And what is this Prakriti, this material world? What is karma? What is kal, time? He has explained all this. So actually, we accept what is given in the scriptures and we accept that Krishna is Bhagwan and jivas are his servants and everyone should take shelter of him. And there are such people in this world that they cannot accept this. They have some faith. They have some faith in God, but either from hearing it from some wrong person before or imagining. Then they say, we accept that there is a God, but he's energy. And he does not have a form. He is something. I think in the whole world about 95% of the people are in this category, that there is a God but he has no form. Often. And amongst Hindus also there are many impersonalists. There are very few people that actually accept the form of the Lord. And the rest of them are Paschatya Desh Nirvishesh Sunyavadi. So this is actual an ignorance. So to break this ignorance, Srila Prabhupada has made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So this International Society is to give rise to Krishna Bhakti. And is spreading everywhere. Whoever comes across ISKCON, especially Prabhupada's books, they learn to learn Krishna. For Krishna's devotion, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established. To describe that Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken. That we are hearing today. So these munis, they keep these bumblebees, they're always singing Krishna's glories. My main thing I'm saying is about singing. And Akhil Lok Tirtham. In the world, as many living entities there are, if we want to deliver them and if we want to remove their ignorance, and if you want to put an end to their suffering, then we should tell them to sing the glories of Lord Krishna. If somebody hears and chants, they will be delivered. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And this Siddhanta, the Lord is saying from his own lotus mouth.
Balram ji se kahte hain ki tav yasah akhil lok tirtham.
He says to Lord Balram, Tava Yasha Akhil Lok Tirtham. My dear Lord, your yash, your glories is Akhil Lok, complete universe.
संपूर्ण जीवों को एक तरह से तारने के लिए समर्थ है भगवान की।
ऑल योर कीर्तन कैन डिलीवर ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज। In other words, there is nothing apart from this. And this is the reason we are hearing and chanting. And we can see how many people in the world are becoming purified. Often their munis and they are the topmost of your devotees. Their Ishtadev, in other words, me, they are not even leaving us alone in a lonely place. Wherever a Krishna goes, they go. By this, the Lord is also defining the word Muni. Muni, he says, is the person who sings my glories.
मौन रहने वाला मुनि नहीं।
The person who remains मौन and not speak anything, that is not मुनि।
मौन का अर्थ होता है यथार्थ भाषण। मौन का अर्थ
मौन means speaking according to,
चुपचाप रहना।
Not that remaining quiet।
कोई बहुत अच्छी चीज नहीं।
To remain quiet is not such a wonderful thing।
एक आश्रम में मैं गया तो
I went to an ashram. There was written, don't speak. We were 3 or 4 devotees and we were mumbling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We were chanting on our japa softly and we were walking and there was a sign, it said, do not speak. We were chanting and walking. I heard it, I read the sign, it says do not speak, but we kept chanting and walking. One sadhu came running to us. I was walking ahead, other 3-4 devotees were behind me, and this sadhu came running up and he said to the devotees, be quiet, be quiet. Quiet, quiet, don't talk, don't talk. Quiet. And his Guruji was sitting inside. In the whole temple area, nobody is allowed to speak. Everybody who came, they had to be very quiet, don't speak, and they will walk around and they'll sit near Guruji and they will be very quiet, nobody will speak, and then they'll get up and leave.
And
Guruji also will not speak. I do not know what, by being quiet, what energy he was getting. Quiet. So we are not quiet type. Wherever we go, we chant loudly, Hari Bol. Kirtaniya Sada Hari.